Good afternoon, everyone. This work is just only one part of my dissertation, and promise I will take just 5 minutes to present this. I use quantitative research. It's not so long. Okay, the title is Major Environment for Active Elderly People in the United States. Evidence show that many older Americans are inactive, and this prevalence has been occurred so long it over the past decade. From the figure, you will see when the people get older, they are likely to be inactive, both men and women. The evidence also shows that older Americans who lack of physical activity always suffer from many chronic diseases. From this graph, you will see that the medical cost between active and inactive women are very significantly different. Yes, because we know that inactive elderly need to be focusing or improve, then we think to promote active elderly population, the investigation of the environment related with physical activity should be focusing. The purpose of the study is to examine the environmental factor that related with physical activity among elderly people across the country. This study, we used a lot of data source, national data source. The first one, it came from BRSS for SMART 2007. The second data source is from Census Bureau database. And the third one, I got the data from USDA for rural urban characteristics. And the fourth one, I got data from National Outdoor Recreation Supply Information System database. And the last data source I got from USDA specifically for natural amenity. Study sample. This study we focusing for adults aged 60 years and older is composed of 55,600 cases of adults living in 287 counties from 48 states of United States. The variable that we use, the first one is dependent variable. Dependent variable is whether individual is meeting physical activity recommendation or not. How about predictor? We have two level of predictor. The first one is individual characteristic, including gender, race, income, educational level, diet behavior, emotional factor, and health status. For the environmental characteristic, we focus on physical activity built environment, the level of urbanization, socioeconomic environment, natural amenity environment, and calm environment. How about statistical analysis? Because I would like the data, I would like to analyze with specific and very accurate. Then we use multi-level logistic regression by using statistical package with SPSS version, the latest version, version 19. And the multi-level were divided into two models. The first model was conducted to investigate the influence of individual characteristics. And for the second model, we focusing on the influence of environmental condition. You would like to see the result? Okay. The result for the influence of individual, as we expect, male elderly is more active than female. The elderly with white more active than African American, Hispanic, and other race. The elderly that have higher income is more active than those who lower income. Also, the elderly with higher education is more active than the elderly that lower education. And the elderly that eat more healthy food is more active than the elderly that eat less healthy food. And the elderly that have better emotional condition will be more active than the elderly that have bad emotion. And the last one is exactly sure. The elderly that have good health status will be more active than the elderly that have lower, bad, poorer health status. How about the result for environment, neighborhood? When we focusing on environment, we found that the elderly that living in non-metro area will be more active than the elderly that living in metro area. And the elderly that living in the environment, in a built environment, in more built environment neighborhood, will be more active than the elderly that living in lower availability of built environment. To find more about the influence of neighborhood environment by subgroup, we investigation cross-level interaction. The result find that the influence of built environment significantly differ by race compared Hispanic with white. And the influence of built environment significantly different by educational level. For the level of urbanization also, the influence of living in metro area is significantly differ by education level. From the study, we suggest that the promotion of building built environment, especially for minority elderly population, should be focused. And also, intervention program for elderly population who living in metro area are required. Yes, it not take you too long. I'm done for. Thank you. If somebody has, I can.
There's time for some questions, if anybody has any.
Yes, please.
I was just going to ask, when you're promoting built environments, especially for minority and elderly populations, are you speaking more of integrating them in the current community or separate?
I think for minority elderly population, it should be it should be separate in some time. Such as somebody not talk English very well, or not know about the culture, or something that not comfortable to participate with. Yes, we should be focusing, have some special intervention, some special built-in environment that the minority can enjoy and happy, comfortable to participate in. Yes.
Other questions?
Okay. Yes, please. Yes, the built environment that I come to analyze in this study is come from park and local facility and green area and open space and outdoor activity resource. It's GT function.
Combined,
yes, combined. And the scale is combined and it have a rank by county that people live in.
Oh, so it's at a county level?
Yes, county level, because I have two levels. The first one is individual, and the second one is a county that people live in.
Okay.
Yes.
I also have a question about the natural amenities.
Yes.
What would that constitute?
It's from USDA that have five indicators. The natural amenity is the place that people prefer to live. Mm-hmm. It come from topography, mm-hmm. water area, or something like temperature. Yes, this index.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Any more questions? Or we'll move on to next.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.